Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
All right, well, welcome back to another episode of the Service Business Mastery Podcast. We are at the tail end of day two for the women in HVACR, and we have a guest who actually is, we're announcing essentially the a new organization, and it was interesting because I thought about this earlier this week because we had Leslie Harpool on the show, and she only has a plumbing company. I'm like, oh man, there's no plumbing. There's like no women in plumbing. Yeah. And Kim,
but
Kim,
there is.
Kim stopped at our booth yesterday and was like, hey, we're starting this women in plumbing and piping thing. So welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about your background and stuff like that. But so tell us how that came about. Like, how did it come about that to start women in plumbing and piping?
Sure. Well, some of my background is in association management, and I've worked with different industry groups, AGC, Associated General Contractors, as well as plumbing, heating, cooling contractors. I'm currently executive director for Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors of Colorado. And as part of our association management company, we also manage a group, National Women in Roofing. So in just some conversations we started having, you know, we were seeing these patterns, obviously, and saying, well, wait a minute. You know, we started researching and saying there's no women in plumbing. And so, you know, there's women in construction and women in trucking and a bunch of others. And as I know now, women in HVACR. And so I went to a couple of women, Cheryl Goulet and Susan Frew, who were presidents, past presidents of the PHCC Colorado. And I said, hey, do you think this would be a good idea? And they said, oh my gosh, it would be
absolutely
amazing.
Yeah.
So just started on that conversation. And I think, you know, because I work for an AMC, we know how to launch organizations. And so it came about fairly quickly. We started branding and building websites and talking about what the membership might look like and sponsorship opportunities. And so I attended Service World a couple of weeks ago just to get a feel for it and start, you know, announcing it, creating awareness around it and seeing what the reaction would be. And it was incredibly positive. And that's where I met Colleen, who's president of Women in HVACR. And she invited me here. And that's how I got here today.
And what's been your takeaway? You've been here so day and a half, 2 days now. What's been your takeaway of the event?
I am just beyond amazed at the caliber of this event that they put together with mostly volunteers and a couple of part-time staff. They put on just such a good conference. It was very organized. It had a lot of energy and excitement all throughout. And that's what really makes, I think, a good event. So it was really good for me personally and for the organization Women in Plumbing and Piping, because we have just met so many people that have embraced what it is that we're doing and have given us tips and thoughts. And we've already got members that signed up. We literally just launched
That's
our
cool.
website on Wednesday and opened up membership. And and so just from being here, a few women have already come in and joined. So
what's the website?
Women in plumandpipe.org. Excuse me. Women in plumandpipe.org.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. We played with a few different ones, and that was the one that was available that was, you know, the most appropriate.
Somebody didn't, I can only imagine.
Yeah,
didn't buy that, buy the domain.
There's probably a few domains that have been purchased.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And that's the word and spelled out, or is it ampersand?
And spelled out.
Okay, cool. So what's your background? Because you have a background in the industry as well, not necessarily plumbing, but or do you have background in plumbing?
No, I don't have a background in plumbing. My background's in marketing and communications. Yeah. That's what my degrees are in. And when I graduated with my master's degree, I went to work for the New York State Bar Association. So that's how I got into associations.
Like the bar?
Bar for attorneys.
Yeah. The bar.
not the alcohol bar.
Yeah, right.
And so then that was in New York, and I moved to Colorado in 2008, and my first job in associations was Associated General Contractors of Colorado. From there, I started working for Mechanical Contractors of Colorado, and then I became Executive Director for Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors of Colorado. So my family has some background in the trades, and so it was just I just felt very comfortable, and I really enjoyed working in the construction industry, and the people are just amazing. So. You know, right now, I actually went off and worked for a for-profit company, Simpro, that does software for companies in the trades business.
I've heard of that before, Simpro.
Yep.
I've seen it at AHR, I believe.
Yeah, they are still, they're around. They launched in the U.S. 6 years ago, I believe. Okay. They're out of Australia. But so I worked for them, and then I came back into the association environment working currently for Civica Management, and we manage 18 different clients, including National Women in Roofing and Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors on the construction side. So I'm back in my comfort area, I guess, and leading some of the organizations as executive director, and also running the company and trying to grow our business.
So you've experienced all the gamuts. Like you've gone through the software side of things, and through the associations, dealt with relationships. From your side of things, not necessarily in plumbing or HVAC, but in the trades in general, like what kind of pain points could you see, like would you think of, like or a struggle that you may have experienced, like or seen someone experience through those associations that you were part of?
Yeah, there's two things that come to mind, and one's more personal and related to the Women in
initiative. That's perfect.
And the other one, I think, is, I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's workforce, you know. I mean, no matter what trade you're in, there's workforce issues. I hear it all the time from the companies that belong to PHCC and some of our other groups, and it's really difficult to move the needle on it, you know, for a variety of reasons. But I think identifying the fact that there's such a low percentage of women in these trades, and that is such an area of opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that I really want to focus on. I think the group Women in Plumbing and Piping, we've got some different initiatives and pillars that we've built the foundation of the organization on. But they all feed into that workforce initiative and trying to bring in more women and make them feel comfortable and just even aware of the opportunities that are available to them. So that's,
most people don't know that that's even an option.
No,
throughout school, you don't really, it's not talked about a ton as far as, you can go be a plumber, you can go do HVAC. What does HVAC even mean? And so
and that's like what we were talking about before this aired. There's two people. You're born for the trades, where you got a family member and you just kind of you follow that legacy.
Yeah.
Or like myself, and like you mentioned, you kind of fall into it. But what happens is you fall into it and you fall in love with the people.
Yes.
Because the people are so great. Mm-hmm. It's such a great industry, just the trades specifically, because there's so many great people that just want to help other people. They don't care if there's money for them or anything, like they'll give you your time, they'll give you anything that you need as long as you ask. Mm-hmm. And I think these organizations, like starting Women in Plumbing and Piping, Women in HVACR, it shows that it's okay to come into the trades. Like it's an opportunity for you. It's okay to try this thing, because not everyone likes to sit at a desk. Not everyone.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of people that they sit at a desk and they're fidgeting all day, and you can't do that. And now they can go work with their hands, or they can go do something else that maybe fits their life a little bit more.
I think our culture has just become one of, you go off to college, and it's not talked about as much anymore to go into the trades. And when I worked for Simpro, it is an Australian company, and they used to say to me, you know, it's so weird the way that your culture is here. You know, you meet somebody and they'd say, oh, what school did you go to?
Yeah.
And back there, you know, that's not a thing. And there's a lot of people that don't have college degrees that are in positions where here that would be a little bit unheard of. But also the trades are really well established there and revered, you know, they people look at it like it's an amazing profession, which it is. So I just wanted to mention that other part of what you had asked me, and I think it's important because it goes to the women in plumbing and piping is, you know, a lot of people think that it's just there's no issue with being in a male dominated industry anymore, that everybody, you know,
an industry
is welcome.
Dominated by men.
Yeah, you know, being a woman in that environment, you know, there are still issues that need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. You know, there is still harassment and there is still unequal pay and those things that, you know, nobody likes to talk about. They like to say that, no, it's all fine.
Oh, yeah,
and this is now.
This is 2022. That doesn't happen
right.
anymore. No, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. And so the... There was a speaker, and I'm not even sure who it was that was speaking, but some ladies came up here. Who was it? I think it was Lauren that came up, and she was talking about...
I think there was a keynote today.
The way things are being said and how they're perceived from a male versus a female.
Yeah, she was saying you could say the same word.
I don't remember who she said that.
Yeah, I don't remember the speaker's name, but she could say the same word to a man and a woman, and they take it. Both two different, completely different things, and they're thinking different things in their mind. I think she used the word conflict.
She did, and immediately I was thinking like fighting and punching, and she was talking about words and mm-hmm. words of affirmation.
Yeah, because conflict doesn't have to be negative. It's communication, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not the way I thought about it.
That's so true. Men and women communicate very differently, and just recognizing that and addressing it as you're talking to people.
Keeping your mind open to learn about that. So how you say things, what words you use can have an impact differently if you're having a conversation with someone like a supervisor, having a conversation with someone that works with them or something like that.
I think that would be my biggest challenge is to make sure that I'm conveying a message correctly without being so careful that I'm tiptoeing in a fashion that I was offensive that I was tiptoeing. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I'm almost like stumbling over words to make sure I'm not saying the wrong words, which in turn becomes offensive in itself.
Yeah, right.
And so I don't know. And I haven't had a ton of experience. We do have females that work with us, several, but I don't know. I'm not great at communicating with them. In general.
I think the first piece of it is just being aware, right? And I think you're right, though. You can start to stumble and overthink it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's being aware and just trying to be careful as far as not, you know, saying those things that might be offensive.
Yeah.
And being okay with understanding that you may say something, you may screw up and
you apologize.
You learn from it and you continue to educate yourself on it.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
So what's the future for women in plumbing?
Yeah, what kind of plans do you guys have?
What's your ideas?
So our four pillars are education, non-technical education, empowering women and, you know, just giving them tools and techniques to be successful mm-hmm. in the field. Then also networking, because it's really important to feel like you have that support, that tribe that's
absolutely.
Within, you know, very similar and speaks the same language as you. And recognition is another big piece. I think it's important to recognize when people are doing things in the industry and bring it out and show that women are successful and powerful in the field. And also that as part of recognition, there's scholarships. I was really happy to be part of the gala last night and see them giving out the scholarships, because that, again, is so important for women to feel like they can get educated and not worry about the money piece of that if they're interested in coming into the trades. And so education, networking, scholarship, mentorship. Mentorship's the fourth one. That actually is really, really important because there's a lot of women out there that, you know, actually I was just listening downstairs to Angie Snow talking about leadership language, and there's a lot of women out there that feel like they're imposters. And I think they just need somebody to connect with to give them that assurance and that confidence to say, no, you are amazing and you can get to the next level. Let me help you. Mm-hmm. So that's another piece of what we're working to build out. And right now we're just literally at the ground floor level, and we're looking for some sponsors that are going to help come in and support those initiatives so we can help build those out.
That's really cool. Somebody that came to mind instantly whenever you mentioned just not necessarily mentoring, but making the awareness is HVAC Jess. Are you familiar with her? She lives in Canada, and she's really she has a very strong following on Instagram. And okay. She's an HVAC technician who works for her father's HVAC company. They do a lot of commercial work. I don't know if they do any residential, but I knew they do commercial and industrial. And she just goes through and does like her selfie videos and what she does all day, and it's really, I mean, she has a cult following from just other ladies that are in the trades and trying to get into the trades and stuff. So that'd be really cool to have an advocate like that does plumbing as well.
I think you're right on. It's about it being authentic. Mm-hmm. People connect with
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's somebody out there. I mean, just because if there's someone doing an HVAC, just tell Leslie. Someone doing plumbing.
Just go get Leslie to do it.
So where can, I think we talked a little bit about the site that's being built, so we can go get more information there.
What's that site again?
It's womeninplumandpipe.org.
Okay. And then where's the best place for them to find you if they have some questions or sponsors want to reach out, things like that?
Yeah, I would say email me at kgill@womeninplumandpipe.org. That's my email. That's probably the easiest way, or, you know, again, through the website, just there's contact forms. You can join on there. You can look at sponsorship information, and it's all up there. And one of the cool things, with our website is we have a community. It almost looks like a Facebook page. It's pretty cool. It imitates the social media that you would be familiar with. A lot of communities out there, I think, are, not intuitive and easy to use. And so we've broken the community down by, states. So if you're in a particular state, you can connect with women in that state. And we've also broken it down by area of job function. Okay. So if you're an accountant and you're working for a plumbing company and you want to connect with an accountant,
it's a neat way to put together a site. So it's you go to the site, you can actually just connect with people right there versus like, okay, now what's your Facebook handle or what's this or what's that?
Yes, you can go right in, log into the community and start connecting.
I love that. Cool. That's awesome.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us.
No, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.